Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
It's time for a different take. This is Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews. Every morning starting at 5, we give you the latest local Atlanta news. Sports news doesn't stop, and we're here to get you caught up on the latest Atlanta sports news and more.
The Hometown Take is on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Now, here's Dylan.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy, Dylan Matthews, live in the Kia Studios, giving you the Hometown Take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. Good Thursday morning to you. Hope you are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning bus drivers out there riding around and getting it, getting people from point A to point B, getting the kiddos from home to school. I appreciate y'all tapping in. And shout out to all my people listening in the bed right now as well. All right. First thing I want to cover and talk about with you all today is the Atlanta Falcons. As free agency starts to wind down, we start to look ahead to the NFL draft. And look, we still got plenty of time in free agency, and the Falcons could very well still make some moves. But I talked to you all yesterday about how I think the Falcons at this point probably not going to make too many splash moves. Again, maybe the Hassan Reddick trade comes about, but I don't foresee too many splash moves coming from the Atlanta Falcons at this point. I see them potentially re-signing some of their own players, but I don't see any more maybe splash moves until the NFL draft has concluded. So I do want to talk a little bit about the NFL draft. We'll go through the latest mock drafts of Daniel Jeremiah and Mel Kiper, because they actually have the Falcons drafting the same player, but I think there is a little bit more of a question to who the Falcons might draft if certain players are available. So what I saw, and this is what I think happens if everything kind of goes chalk, and I'll tell you exactly what I mean here in just a minute, because one of these drafts seemed very chalk to me, and the other one had a few mix-ups in there that I think definitely could happen, and if they do, I think there's a possibility that the Falcons might go a different route. So first, let's touch on Mel Kiper's draft, because I believe this is the one that I was looking at that went chalk here. So first, he has the the Chicago Bears drafting Caleb Williams, number one overall, who he did hold his pro day yesterday. Keenan Allen, the new Bears wide receiver, was there. He was out there supporting, obviously. He's obviously out there because he thinks the Bears are going to draft Caleb Williams, number one overall, and it does seem that way. That does seem like the consensus pick all around. So he was out there showing support. Caleb Williams, I know I saw one throw that he made that everybody was kind of in awe with, and it was he's got an arm. We can just say that. But he had a good overall pro day all around, it seems. So, number one, he has the Bears selecting Caleb Williams. Number two, he has the Washington Commanders selecting Jaden Daniels. And number three, he has the Patriots selecting Drake May. At four, he has the Cardinals selecting Marvin Harrison Jr. No real surprise there. Makes sense. And number five, he has the Los Angeles Chargers selecting wide receiver at LSU, Malik Nabers. Again, no surprise there. They don't have Keenan Allen anymore. They do not have Mike Williams anymore, who he just signed a one-year deal with the Jets. So right now, currently, the Chargers wide receiver room is Quentin Johnston and Joshua Palmer. You're gonna have to upgrade that wide receiver room. So that's no surprise that the Chargers will go after Malik Nabers. At number six, he has the Giants getting Rome Odunze, the wide receiver out of Washington. So he has three wide receivers going 5, 6, 7. So that pretty much takes out, if that happens, I think that pretty much takes away the possibility of the Falcons drafting a receiver at 8. I do not think the Falcons draft a receiver at 8. I don't think there's any chance the Falcons draft a receiver at 8 if Malik Nabers, Rome Odunze, and Marvin Harrison Jr. are all off the board, which in this latest mock draft by Mel Kiper, they're all off the board. So if that happens, and that's why I said I think this is kind of the chalk mock draft, if all this happens and everything kind of goes chalk, then I think the Falcons will end up with who he has the Falcons ending up with, and that is Dallas Turner, the outside linebacker, edge rusher out of Alabama. And if you're wondering, at 7, he had the Tennessee Titans drafting the offensive tackle out of Notre Dame, Joe Alt. So again, I think in this scenario, the chalk scenario, I think there's no question the Falcons draft Dallas Turner. Now, there could be a scenario where maybe the Falcons get a good offer to move back in the draft. So maybe the Jets at 10 try to move up. The Minnesota Vikings at 11 maybe try to move up. Or even more likely, the Broncos, who also need a quarterback, try to move ahead of the Vikings at 11 because maybe they like J.J. McCarthy more than they like Bo Nix. So they try to get to 8 to make sure they get J.J. McCarthy in front of the Vikings, because in this mock draft, Mel Kiper does have McCarthy going to the Vikings at 11 and then the Broncos getting Bo Nix at 12. Again, if the Broncos aren't in love with Bo Nix, maybe the Broncos try to jump ahead and get a good number of spots ahead of the Vikings and get J.J. McCarthy instead of Bo Nix. Or maybe the Vikings try to move up to make sure they get their guy in J.J. McCarthy, and they try to move up just to make sure they can secure that quarterback. So you trade number 8 for either number 11 or 12, an extra second-round pick. Then maybe at 11 or 12, you get either a Jared Verse if Dallas Turner is gone. Maybe Dallas Turner is still there. Or you even slide back and get yourself a cornerback, maybe a Terrion Arnold, or even a Kenyon Mitchell, the cornerback out of Toledo. So maybe that's the route you go. But I think if they do stay at 8, and again, everything goes chalk, like I just told you, Caleb Williams goes 1, Jaden Daniels goes 2, Drake May goes 3, Marvin Harrison Jr. goes 4, Malik Nabers at 5, Roma Dunze at 6, Joe Alt at 7. I think the Falcons, if they decide to stay at 8, then they go Dallas Turner, because this is a guy who, again, one of his best comps, I think, is a Micah Parsons. He looks like he has the ability to do everything. And speaking of which, Dallas Turner did have his pro day yesterday. We'll give you some of those pro day stats here in just a couple of minutes. But continuing to talk about the Falcons and potentially drafting Dallas Turner, he looks like he can do everything. And the Falcons, we all know as Falcons fans, how long and how badly the Falcons have needed a pass rusher for. They've needed one. I mean, Vic Beasley had the one good season, but before that, Jonathan Abraham was the most consistent pass rusher as far as doing it year in and doing it year out. Dallas Turner could be that next guy who gets you anywhere from 12 and a half to maybe even 17 and a half sacks a year, year in, year out, on a consistent basis. And obviously, the Falcons need that. And with what they've done offensively, the moves they made in free agency offensively, you know this is going to be a very, very defensive-heavy draft, so I would be shocked. And again, unless Marvin Harrison Jr., Malik Nabers, or Roma Dunze are there at 8 for the Falcons, and maybe not even Malik Nabers or Roma Dunze. I think definitely if Marvin Harrison Jr. is there at 8, you go scoop Marvin Harrison Jr. up for sure. No question about it. You get Kirk Cousins one more weapon, and you really start cooking with some gas. You get a Marvin Harrison Jr., Drake London, Darnell Mooney, Kyle Pitts, Bijan Robinson, Tyler Algier, Rondale Moore, Ray McCloud. I mean, you got weapons on weapons on weapons. You feel me? But again, Marvin Harrison Jr. probably not going to be there. Now, we'll get into Daniel Jeremiah's mock draft in a minute, because Roma Dunze ends up being there for the Falcons. And again, I think it becomes a little bit more of a question, a little bit more of a debate if either, again, because let's just, for this sake of conversation, let's just assume that Marvin Harrison Jr. is going to be gone, because he most likely is going to be gone. So let's say either Malik Nabers or Roma Dunze are there at 8 for the Falcons. Then I think you can start to have a little bit more of a debate. Okay, do we go with one of these young receivers, get Kirk Cousins yet another weapon, get Drake London a running mate for the next few years here, or do we still stand true and do we still go defense and do we still go Dallas Turner? Obviously, it depends on who Terry Fontenot, Raheem Morris, and the Falcons think are the best available. Because at that point, I think you do decide who you go with based on best available. And we know Terry Fontenot, he is all about drafting best available. So it really just depends on how they feel about those receivers as it compares to how they feel about a Dallas Turner or a Jared Verse or whoever they think is the best defensive player on the board at that time. So I think it does become a pretty interesting question if, again, either Malik Nabers or Roma Dunze are there along with a Dallas Turner or a Jared Verse. I think then it does become a question of, okay, who do we like more? And then, you know, I don't think they'll care what the fan base thinks, because as long as they're winning, it won't matter. And I think some fans are, honestly, if either a Malik Nabers or Roma Dunze is there at 8, I don't think Falcons fans will be too upset about the Falcons going after one of those two. I think they would understand getting a receiver there, but actually a lot of fans will probably be upset that they didn't get Dallas Turner. But speaking of that, let's quickly touch on Dallas Turner's pro day, as I have some highlights from what he did at his pro day here for you that I will let you know what they were in just a second. But Daniel Jeremiah, just to kind of pay off what I was talking about, he did have the Falcons drafting Dallas Turner as well. And speaking of Dallas Turner, he did 20 reps on the bench press. And other than that, really stood on his other combine numbers. So, again, had a pretty good combine and had a good pro day as well. So, again, I don't see any reason for the Falcons not to want to go after a guy like Dallas Turner. He could be the answer for you at pass rush. He could be that franchise pass rusher the Falcons have been looking for the past decade plus. So we'll see what happens, and we'll continue to talk about it as we get closer to the NFL draft, which is just a little over a month away. It's April 25th. It's 21st today. So we're getting closer and closer, believe it or not. All right. When we come back, let's talk about a little March Madness, shall we? Because that is happening right now, and the bracket is set. The last two first four games went down last night, and both ended up being pretty good. We'll talk about it and recap it all in 5 minutes from now on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Thursday morning on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose.
So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Thursday morning. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early gym goers, getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my early morning bus drivers riding around and getting it, getting people from point A to point B, getting the kiddos, all my school bus drivers, getting the kiddos from home to school. Appreciate y'all tapping in as well. And shout out to, of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. So the first four going on last night, the final two games of the first four happening last night, and got some pretty good games out of them both. Grambling got their first ever tournament win last night with a 88-81 victory in overtime against Montana State, and Colorado with a nice win over Boise State as well. I got to catch the tail end of that Grambling and Montana State game. And, man, talk about dudes making big shots after big shots after big shots on both sides, really. Like, it wasn't even a one-sided affair of guys hitting big shots. Grambling, you know, just made a couple more than Montana State. But in that second half, I mean, dudes were going back and forth, big three after big three, big layup after big layup, knocking down big free throw after big free throw. So it's fun to watch, especially when you got really no skin in the game and you're just hoping to see a good game. When you get a good game during the NCAA tournament, I mean, you are ready to sit down and just invest that time in watching some good basketball, some fun basketball. So, again, that's why the tournament is one of the most fun things in all of sports, and this is one of the most fun times of the year. And obviously, the actual tournament now going to get kicked off. Full slate of games today. Michigan State at Mississippi State, an 8-9 matchup. Well, I guess I should say 9-8 since I said Michigan State first. They're the 9 seed. Mississippi State is the 8 seed. Then you got Creighton taking on 14 seed Akron. You always got to look out for Wagner. They won their first four games, so they're taking on number one seed North Carolina. South Carolina and Oregon could end up being a solid matchup. We'll see. Colorado State, who won their first four games, taking on Texas. Kentucky's taking on Oakland. McNeese going to try to upset Gonzaga. Texas Tech, NC State should be a pretty solid matchup. So, full slate of games today. Through on all the networks, TBS, TNT, True TV. So, fun day, and it gets started at 12:15. And then you have games, literally, the last game tips off at 10:05 between Drake and Washington State. So, I mean, a full slate of basketball. If you are into March Madness, you can check out, and hopefully your brackets stay unbusted throughout the day, but no, there's probably going to be some upsets in there. Maybe not, but, you know, we know March Madness is, if it's good for anything, it's good for some upsets. So, should be a fun day of basketball for sure. First, again, full day of the tournament where all the teams, not all the teams, but a lot of the teams are in action, and you get a full day of tournament action and not just first four games. So, that will be fun stuff. Okay, I do want to touch on something that has developed over the past few hours. Not a local story, but something that is pretty interesting here that has happened with the Los Angeles Dodgers that I'm sure you all have been starting to hear about by now, but we'll break it down here for the last few minutes of this segment. So the Dodgers have fired Shohei Ohtani's interpreter amid allegations of massive theft. And if you don't know, Shohei Ohtani and his interpreter, they are very close friends. They're basically like brothers. They are very, very close. So what happened? He was fired Wednesday afternoon, yesterday afternoon, after questions surrounding at least $4.5 million that was sent in a wire transfer that was sent from Ohtani's bank account to a bookmaking operation, and that set off a series of events. So a $4.5 million wire transfer was sent from Shohei Ohtani's bank account to a bookmaking operation, a.k.a. gambling, which obviously players can bet on. Players can gamble, just not in the sport that they play in. So Shohei Ohtani can gamble in a state where it is legal to gamble, as long it is not, as long as it is not on baseball, as long it is as it is not on the MLB. As long as he is gambling in a legal state and it is not on Major League Baseball games, then it's fine. But obviously, when you got a $4.5 million wire transfer to a bookmaking operation, some questions are most definitely going to be raised. So I don't want to butcher the interpreter's name, but he, again, is the longtime friend and interpreter of Shohei Ohtani. He incurred the gambling debts to a Southern California bookmaking operation that is under federal investigation. This is according to multiple sources from ESPN, or multiple sources told ESPN. And that is how he came to lose his job. And it started with reporters asking questions about the wire transfer. Initially, a spokesman for Ohtani told ESPN the slugger had transferred the funds to cover his friend's gambling debt. So the story was Ohtani was helping cover his friend's gambling debt, his interpreter's gambling debt, and that is why the wire transfer was set to the bookmaking operation. So then the spokesman presented the Shohei Ohtani's interpreter to ESPN for a 90-minute interview on Tuesday night, during which the interpreter and Shohei Ohtani's friend laid out his account in great detail. But ESPN prepared to publish the story on Wednesday, the spokesman disavowed Ohtani's interpreter's account and said Ohtani's lawyer would issue a statement. And basically, when asked by ESPN on Wednesday afternoon after the Brettler settlement, if he had been accused of theft, Ohtani's interpreter said he was told he could not comment but declined to say by whom. So this is all just really a big, big mess. And let me back up a little bit here. So Ohtani's lawyers in the statement said, quote, "In the course of responding to recent media inquiries, we discovered that Shohei has been the victim of a massive theft, and we are turning the matter over to the authorities," end quote. So that's the statement from Burke Brettler, Ohtani's lawyers. So this is just absolutely mad. The full story's out on ESPN. And again, the Dodgers have fired him, and Ohtani obviously isn't speaking with him. And look, I don't know what's true, what's not. Obviously, it's very murky at this point to know what exactly was going on. And now they're about to play a baseball game in South Korea because the game must go on. Shohei Ohtani is in the lineup. Dave Roberts did say that he never thought about taking Shohei out of the lineup. So Shohei's going to be in there. Shohei's going to be doing his thing, but there's obviously a massive elephant out there in the Dodgers clubhouse right now, because again, that's your longtime friend. Again, basically like his brother. And you basically had to be, I don't want to say he might have thrown him under the bus, or because I don't know what happened. So I don't want to make any type of accusations or any predictions that, you know, could be false. But something fishy seems like it's going on. And obviously, they are going to try and get to the bottom of this. But this is just a very, very weird situation all around, because obviously you don't know if Shohei is using his interpreter as a cover-up. You don't know if Shohei really is just trying to cover the gambling debt of his interpreter. Like, you don't know exactly what's going on. So, again, the site where the bookmaking operation that got the $4.5 million from Shohei's bank account via wire transfer is under federal investigation. So, see if you get any answers there. But it'll be interesting to see how this story develops over the next few hours, next day, next 48 hours. Because this could be a big, big deal, and you don't know if anything will come from it as far as Shohei having to miss time or being suspended or anything like that. But when you talk about gambling, and you talk about gambling in specifically baseball, we know what has happened when dudes are gambling on the game. Baseball usually comes down with a pretty harsh punishment, if you so remember. So, again, we'll see exactly what comes about from this, and we'll continue to keep you updated if any major developments happen. But right now, it's all just really uncovering all the details of the story and figuring out exactly what happened and really getting the details squared away and uncovering everything and letting the dust settle and see what happens. So interesting stuff happening in LA right now. And that's a huge distraction. It'd be one thing if this was happening and it was happening to, you know, a player that wasn't as front and center as Shohei Ohtani. You know, a guy maybe that you could afford to leave out of the lineup for a few days, or even that's not in the starting lineup, maybe a utility player, and you just maybe send him home on paid leave for a while just so it's not a huge distraction. I mean, you gave Shohei all this money in the offseason. You ain't leaving him out of the lineup. So, this is a interesting story, and I'll be very curious to see what all developments come about. But when we come back 5 minutes from now, we will get into some more NFL news. We'll go around the league a little bit and tell you what's happening around the NFL. A couple of rule changes have been proposed, and I'll tell you how I feel about it. And we'll do that 5 minutes from now, right here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Thursday morning on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game in the Odyssey app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Thursday morning. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early morning bus drivers out there riding around and getting it. Shout out to all my people already at work on their way to work. And shout out to, of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. All right. Let's get into some NFL news here and tell you what's going on around the league. Because free agency is starting to slow down a little bit, but some moves still trickling in here and there. And there are a couple of actually rule changes I want to talk to you all about. So, first and foremost, the NFL Competition Committee has made its official proposal to try and prohibit hip drop tackles and The NFLPA has answered back, and they have made it clear that they do not want to take out the hip drop tackle, because it has been proposed that when a player makes a hip drop tackle, that it would be a 15-yard penalty for grabbing the ball carrier with both hands or wrapping the ball carrier with both arms and then swiveling or dropping his hips or lower body and landing on and trapping the runner's leg below the knees. That is kind of the definition of a hip drop tackle. And yesterday, the NFLPA stated its opposition to any rule prohibiting the tackle, saying, quote, "The players oppose any attempt by the NFL to implement a rule prohibiting a quote, swivel hip drop tackle." The NFLPA put that on social media. And then they also went on to say, quote, "While the NFLPA remains committed to improvements to our game with health and safety in mind, we cannot support a rule change that causes confusion for us as players, for coaches, for officials, and especially for fans. We call on the NFL again to reconsider the implementing of this rule." So my whole thing on the hip drop tackle is you're just going to make it too hard. Like, guys are going to have to think too much. And when you're trying to tackle somebody, you hear NFL commentators, and you see it all the time if you watch the game, just when guys try to tackle somebody, it is so hard to tackle an NFL player. Well, I've never tried it, but, you know, from what I hear, it's hard to tackle an NFL player. And sometimes you hear commentators say it, and you see it, they're just grabbing what they can at times and just doing what they can to get the guy down. And sometimes that involves a hip drop tackle. And look, is it the safest thing? Is it the safest type of tackle? Obviously not. But if players are saying that, no, this is something we can't get rid of, we can't do this, it's going to be too confusing for everybody involved, for all parties involved, fans, officials, coaches, players themselves. If they're saying that, then I think you got to trust the players. I understand adapting to some things, and I understand the players are going to have to adapt to some things over time, and there's going to be changes and things like that. But I think at some point, if the players are telling you, hey, like, you just can't do this, we're going to be thinking too much, it's going to be too confusing, you don't want to dilute the game, water the game down, and you don't want to, at the end of the day, make it to where it's a bad product. Because at this point, the NFL has done a great job of, even with changes, keeping the product good. Keeping the product to where every Sunday, people are sitting in front of their televisions or on their phones, however they intake their NFL football. But either way it goes, they're intaking it. And if you start to change too much and do too much to where the players can't adapt to a certain rule or can't adapt to certain changes, then it's just going to mess up the product. So I think the NFL competition committee has to be really, really smart about this one. And I take the side of the players on this one, because they have been 10 toes down on making sure that the hip drop tackle is not taken out of the game. So hopefully the NFL competition committee listens to the NFLPA and they don't try to, again, start doing too much and changing too much. Other rule I want to talk about is the NFL may allow replay to fix mistakes with quarterbacks ruled down before passing. So the NFL is considering a rule change that would allow replay to fix mistakes when a quarterback is ruled down before throwing a pass, even when he wasn't down. So under current NFL rules, if you're wondering, if a pass is thrown after the quarterback's knee touches the ground or he steps out of bounds, but the officials on the field get it wrong, it can be reviewed in replay. But in the opposite situation, the quarterback was ruled down or out of bounds, but he actually wasn't, replay cannot fix that mistake. But under the competition committee's new proposal announced today, that mistake of where the quarterback was ruled down or out of bounds, but he wasn't, and you can't review it, they would make that reviewable. So the full text of the proposed rule says, when an on-field ruling is down by contact and the passer clearly throws the ball before being down by contact, the ball will be awarded at the spot of the completion or interception. No advance is permitted. If the pass is incomplete, the down counts. When an on-field ruling is out of bounds and the passer clearly threw the ball before touching out of bounds, the ball will be awarded at the spot of completion or interception. No advance is permitted. If the pass is incomplete, the down counts. So, other words, basically, a complete pass or interception could be permitted even if the quarterback was ruled down or out of bounds before passing, if replay shows the quarterback actually wasn't down or out of bounds. But any yardage the receiver gained after catching the ball would not count. The rule would be adopted if 24 teams vote for it. So, basically, if the player is the quarterback is ruled out of bounds or down and he actually wasn't, the pass was completed, you would get the spot of the completion. You wouldn't get any forward progress at that point, but you would at least get the completion. So I'm all about that rule. Again, anytime you can, because again, mistakes happen. Officials are also human, and it'd be like that sometimes. So anything we can do to make sure we get calls right, I am definitely all for. Now, I think you probably are too. Okay, some other things happening around the league. Odell Beckham Jr. is set to visit the Miami Dolphins today. Josina Anderson of CBS Sports reported that Beckham is scheduled to meet with the Dolphins today. And the Dolphins obviously recently re-signed Braxton Berrios, but they don't have a clear number three right now behind Waddle and Tyreek Hill. And look, even an older OBJ, I think, is good when you talk about putting him with Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle. And that would give OBJ a lot of one-on-one matchups that he could probably still win. So, I mean, if OBJ ends up going to the Dolphins, I think that is a pretty good pickup for the Miami Dolphins and make a potent offense even more potent. And speaking of receivers visiting places, receiver Michael Gallup is scheduled to visit the Ravens on Thursday. Or today, I should say. So free agent Michael Gallup scheduled to visit the Ravens today. That is from Adam Schefter. Gallup, first scheduled visit was with the Panthers. The Cowboys obviously released Gallup last week, made him a free agent, and Dallas has designated him as a post-June 1st cut. That's going to save them $9.5 million in cap room, and he's going to count $8.7 million in dead money against the Cowboys. Yeah, obviously, he's been dealing with an ACL tear, and he had 73 receptions for 842 yards and 6 touchdowns in his past 2 seasons. So we'll see where those two end up falling, but a couple of, you know, bigger name receivers still out there on the board, and we'll see if they get scooped up. But all right, when we come back, we will hand things off to the morning shift. See what Tiffany Blackman, Bo Morgan, and Mike Johnson got up for you on a Thursday. And we will wrap things up on this Thursday edition of the Hometown Take. That's right after this on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Jungle Beats, holla at me.
Game traffic. 92.9 The Game's Traffic Center, brought to you by Bader Scott Accident Attorneys. Call Bader Scott 404.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Thursday morning. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early morning bus drivers out there riding around and getting it. Shout out to all my people already at work on their way to work. And shout out to, of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. All right. Let's get into some NFL news here and tell you what's going on around the league. Because free agency is starting to slow down a little bit, but some moves still trickling in here and there. And there are a couple of actually rule changes I want to talk to you all about. So, first and foremost, the NFL Competition Committee has made its official proposal to try and prohibit hip drop tackles, and the NFLPA has answered back, and they have made it clear that they do not want to take out the hip drop tackle, because it has been proposed that when a player makes a hip drop tackle, that it would be a 15-yard penalty for grabbing the ball carrier with both hands or wrapping the ball carrier with both arms and then swiveling or dropping his hips or lower body and landing on and trapping the runner's leg below the knees. That is kind of the definition of a hip drop tackle. And yesterday, the NFLPA stated its opposition to any rule prohibiting the tackle, saying, quote, "The players oppose any attempt by the NFL to implement a rule prohibiting a quote, swivel hip drop tackle." The NFLPA put that on social media. And then they also went on to say, quote, "While the NFLPA remains committed to improvements to our game with health and safety in mind, we cannot support a rule change that causes confusion for us as players, for coaches, for officials, and especially for fans. We call on the NFL again to reconsider the implementing of this rule." So my whole thing on the hip drop tackle is it's just you're just going to make it too hard. Like, guys are going to have to think too much. And when you're trying to tackle somebody, you hear NFL commentators, and you see it all the time if you watch the game, just when guys try to tackle somebody. It is so hard to tackle an NFL player. I've never tried it, but, you know, from what I hear, it's hard to tackle an NFL player. And sometimes you hear commentators say it, and you see it, they're just grabbing what they can at times and just doing what they can to get the guy down. And sometimes that involves a hip drop tackle. And look, is it the safest thing? Is it the safest type of tackle? Obviously not. But if players are saying that, no, this is something we can't get rid of, we can't do this, it's going to be too confusing for everybody involved, for all parties involved, fans, officials, coaches, players themselves. If they're saying that, then I think you got to trust the players. I understand adapting to some things, and I understand the players are going to have to adapt to some things over time, and there's going to be changes and things like that. But I think at some point, if the players are telling you, hey, like, you just can't do this, we're going to be thinking too much, it's going to be too confusing, you don't want to dilute the game, water the game down, and you don't want to, at the end of the day, make it to where it's a bad product. Because at this point, the NFL has done a great job of, even with changes, keeping the product good. Keeping the product to where every Sunday, people are sitting in front of their televisions or on their phones, however they intake their NFL football. But either way it goes, they're intaking it. And if you start to change too much and do too much to where the players can't adapt to a certain rule or can't adapt to certain changes, then it's just going to mess up the product. So I think the NFL competition committee has to be really, really smart about this one. And I take the side of the players on this one because they have been 10 toes down on making sure that the hip drop tackle is not taken out of the game. So hopefully the NFL competition committee listens to the NFLPA and they don't try to, again, start doing too much and changing too much. Other rule I want to talk about is the NFL may allow replay to fix mistakes with quarterbacks ruled down before passing. So the NFL is considering a rule change that would allow replay to fix mistakes when a quarterback is ruled down before throwing a pass, even when he wasn't down. So under current NFL rules, if you're wondering, if a pass is thrown after a quarterback's knee touches the ground or he steps out of bounds, but the officials on the field get it wrong, it can be reviewed in replay. But in the opposite situation, the quarterback was ruled down or out of bounds, but he actually wasn't, replay cannot fix that mistake. But under the competition committee's new proposal announced today, that mistake of where the quarterback was ruled down or out of bounds, but he wasn't, and you can't review it, they would make that reviewable. So the full text of the proposed rule says, when an on-field ruling is down by contact and the passer clearly throws the ball before being down by contact, the ball will be awarded at the spot of the completion or interception. No advance is permitted. If the pass is incomplete, the down counts. When an on-field ruling is out of bounds and the passer clearly threw the ball before touching out of bounds, the ball will be awarded at the spot of completion or interception. No advance is permitted. If the pass is incomplete, the down counts. So, other words, basically, a complete pass or interception could be permitted even if the quarterback was ruled down or out of bounds before passing, if replay shows the quarterback actually wasn't down or out of bounds. But any yardage the receiver gained after catching the ball would not count. The rule would be adopted if 24 teams vote for it. So, basically, if the quarterback is ruled out of bounds or down and he actually wasn't, the pass was completed, you would get the spot of the completion. You wouldn't get any forward progress at that point, but you would at least get the completion. So I'm all about that rule. Again, anytime you can, because again, mistakes happen. officials are also human, and it be like that sometimes. So anything we can do to make sure we get calls right, I am definitely all for, and I think you probably are too. Okay, some other things happening around the league. Odell Beckham Jr. is set to visit the Miami Dolphins today. Josina Anderson of CBS Sports reported that Beckham is scheduled to meet with the Dolphins today. And the Dolphins obviously recently re-signed Braxton Berrios, but they don't have a clear number three right now behind Waddle and Tyreek Hill. And look, even an older OBJ, I think, is good when you talk about putting him with Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle. And that would give OBJ a lot of one-on-one matchups that he could probably still win. So, I mean, if OBJ ends up going to the Dolphins, I think that is a pretty good pickup for the Miami Dolphins and make a potent offense even more potent. And speaking of receivers visiting places, receiver Michael Gallup is scheduled to visit the Ravens on Thursday. Or today, I should say. So free agent Michael Gallup scheduled to visit the Ravens today. That is from Adam Schefter. Gallup, first scheduled visit was with the Panthers. The Cowboys obviously released Gallup last week, made him a free agent, and Dallas has designated him as a post-June 1st cut. That's going to save them $9.5 million in cap room, and he's going to count $8.7 million in dead money against the Cowboys. He obviously has been dealing with an ACL tear, and he had 73 receptions for 842 yards and 6 touchdowns in his past 2 seasons. So we'll see where those two end up falling, but a couple of, you know, bigger name receivers still out there on the board, and we'll see if they get scooped up. But all right, when we come back, we will hand things off to the morning shift. See what Tiffany Blackman, Bo Morgan, and Mike Johnson got up for you on a Thursday, and we will wrap things up on this Thursday edition of the Hometown Take. That's right after this on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Jungle Beats, holla at me.
Game Traffic, 92.9 The Game's Traffic Center, brought to you by Bader Scott Accident Attorneys. Call Bader Scott,
404. Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.